just got to get that mentality that we got to score every time we're on the field. If we do that, then the sky's the limit for us.
Welcome to the Super Sports Halftime Show on KSCJ. Brought to you by Bob Rose, Point After, North End Zone, and Westside Pizza.
Terry and Bobby Hersom, brothers who would go on to become award-winning sports writers, shared bunk beds as they grew up together in Cedar Rapids. As the 1960s wore on, the two young men would find themselves in very different places. Terry, armed with a high draft number, headed to Cedar Falls to attend the University of Northern Iowa. A self-taught guitarist, Terry was playing war protest music while pursuing a degree. At the same time, his brother Bobby was fulfilling his draft obligation in Vietnam, eventually being awarded a Bronze Star. As we continue our conversation, Terry and I talk about his college days, his music gigs, and what it was like for him to have a brother serving in the armed forces on the other side of the world.
Your brother got drafted. You had a high draft number, right?
I did.
So, but, you know,
man, you have really researched it.
So, you're going up to UNI at the time, and your brother's off to Vietnam. What's that do to you as a brother? I mean, you're seeing the body count. You're seeing it come back. You're seeing people lose. What's that do to your mindset when you got a brother off at war?
It's very worrisome, and we all worried and just wanted him to come home. And he made it through that. I've often told people, you know, my big brother really never came home, because you leave a part of yourself in a conflict like that, and you know, it just changed him forever. But I applauded the fact that he was able to go ahead and have a very successful career, you know, 5-time Sports Writer of the Year in Oklahoma, and
won a Bronze Star. But I look back in him, he never really wrote about it or really talked about it in any public fashion, as so many veterans behave, right?
Oh, he doesn't want it. He didn't. He's been gone since 2011, but he didn't want to talk about it too much, and he was kept it in. But he did one night, it was just the two of us talking, and he told me the whole story of the Bronze Star thing, and it was heart-wrenching. So
you're up at UNI at the time, and you're playing your music. What instruments did you all play?
I played guitar. I taught myself how to play guitar.
Completely self-taught?
Yeah.
So you're up there, and, you know, the image I have of, because you played folk songs, I believe, among other things, but the image I have is war protest songs. Is that kind of the genre?
Yeah. And civil rights.
Okay. What's the campus at UNI like at the time? It wasn't Iowa, but, you know, you were at UNI when Kent State happened, obviously. Yeah. So what was the mood of the campus like during the Vietnam War?
Well, it was very mixed, and probably our biggest athletic fraternity was Phi Sigs, and I had been involved in a protest concert, and I came out of that, and some of these big jocks from the football team were Phi Sigs. A couple of them spit on me, and I just thought, man, the country couldn't be more divided. It's just a shame, and here we are now, and the country's pretty well divided too, just in a different way.
But self-taught guitarist. You played gigs. I know you played a gig at the Bratwurst House in Cedar Rapids.
I sure did.
Back in 69. Tell me about what those gigs were like.
I had certain people. Oh, my goodness. That's... It was one of my favorite places to play. And I had certain people that... that followed me around, and you know, I haven't thought about this for years, but a couple named John and Mary, and I can't think of Mary's maiden name, but her name became Winky. And she, last I knew, was a general manager of several dozen Midwestern radio stations. She's living in Des Moines. But, yeah, the Bratwurst House, I think that's where I had a family friend of my dad's. A lot of times it's who you know. And my dad was in the music business his whole life, and he had this friend come and listen to me. And the friend came over to my parents' house, and he said, "I want you to come to Nashville and record." And I said, "I need some time to think about it." And then I decided I was going to go the other way.
So were you playing a lot of covers at the time, or were you writing music?
I was playing mainly covers. I wrote a few songs, but I could not begin to remember them for you.
But like Peter Paul Mary type covers?
Yeah.
The Birds?
A little, yeah.
Oh, okay. So what I found interesting, though, is you mentioned that your dad was a career musician. The Bob Hersham Combo and the Bob Hersham Trio, I saw ads for those. But I the most interesting thing I thought is that he was a member of Musicians Local 137. And the idea now that local musicians had a union is just, I mean, that wouldn't happen today in an Iowa town. I wouldn't think.
Well, he wasn't a huge fan of the union itself because they demanded certain things that he didn't think should be part of entertaining. And ironically, when he got older and the music business was in the tank, live music is less and less prevalent anywhere. And he became the president of the Musicians Union. And actually, that was a statewide position. Because if, let's say, Kenny Rogers came to Sioux City to perform, they had to send him or bring him contracts that he had to sign off on in order for Kenny Rogers to play here or wherever.
Because he was not a member of the union?
No, he was the president of the union.
No, but because Kenny wasn't? Or what? Why would...
It wasn't necessarily Kenny. It was who was playing with him, and so I don't know all the details of that. I just know he would have the meetings in our house, and we got him a gavel, and I have that gavel in my office at home now, and. Yeah, he was a very talented man. My mother was a very talented woman, and I owe so much to both those people.
So when you were growing up, and even through college, how important were newspapers to you throughout this time? Were they always a part of your everyday routine?
Yeah, and I guess I didn't remember this, but I ran into someone at the state basketball tournament one time, and her father had been the mayor of Cedar Rapids multiple terms, but she said, "Terry Hersham," and she says, "I see you're living your dream," and I said, "Well, Chris," her name had been Johnson, but. She was married to, I don't remember, the name, got Crowot or something. And I mainly remember wanting to be a musician, and I wanted to sing, and I still do once in a while. I haven't practiced my guitar much. My wife bought me a really nice setup, where I can plug into an amplifier, and I have two, and I enjoy doing that, and she enjoys hearing it, and So it's rewarding that way. And sometimes if I'm in a public place and there aren't many people around, I might do that, or even bring my guitar in. But
that ends this week's portion of my conversation with Terry Hersom. Join us on the next halftime show for more, and we'll be back with more high school football right here on KSCJ. A time to dance, a